Well, right now, anyway, it's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and that means it is time for us to check in with our Christian daughter of Main Street Magazine. This is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, other than the fact that my PDF app decides to actually move as fast as I walk, which is extremely slow.
Well, at least it gets there in the end, right?
Sooner or later, you know, because I remember back to the old days, you know, I remember, do you realize that I, back in the old days of dial-up internet, I was a chat room advisor on America Online?
Oh, no way.
Yep. I got free service, and they paid my telephone bill, because back then, people ran into phone bills once they started using these dial-up modems.
Right.
People ran into literally $800 and $900 phone bills a month because they didn't realize that they were being charged per minute by the telephone companies.
Right.
It was a big cash cow for the phone companies back then. So anyway, so I worked a deal with them where 2 hours a night, four nights a week, I would monitor chat rooms. I have a lot of interesting stories in that. But I'll let those stories sit and be where they may, because it was still nice. It was still nice to be able to get free online service.
Right.
There's so many people out there that aren't familiar. Are you familiar with the phone ringing and the all those things?
Oh, yeah. I remember those days.
The good old days of dial-up internet. All right. So let's, and I know we probably talked about this, but once again, after we finished, I had a couple of heated emails from people.
Oh, really?
Vegetarian and vegan.
Ah.
It's amazing what a controversial topic that is. not amongst meat eaters. Meat eaters don't give a damn. But the people that are either vegetarian or vegan have extremely strong feelings about not only what they do, but about what other people do, thinking that it gives a bad name to what they're doing. I don't know if you're
right. Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, you know, people who are vegetarian feel that the people who are vegans give them a bad name, and the people that are vegan don't think that vegetarians are really vegetarians, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Because there's such a difference. But you've got a story on reflections from an aspiring vegan.
Yes.
And you've got right there, and you know, years ago, had you thought that I would say this, people would have dropped dead. You have pictures of some of my favorite things on the front page of that story. I am a big avocado fan. I'm a big tomato and also leafy green fan. I only used to like iceberg. I still like iceberg, but I like other leafy greens as well. I have been transformed into liking things like that because you can put all that stuff in a taco shell.
This is true. Yeah.
Add a little hot sauce.
There
and
you go.
Man, you're set. You know, and if you want a little cheese or a little, nowadays they've got, I find this hard to believe, but they've got fake cheese, which is, that's for vegans, right?
Right, no dairy products for vegans.
No, yeah. So, but really, I mean, it's interesting. I love the headline on the story, "Reflections from an Aspiring Vegan." It's not something that's very easy to do.
No, and Anna discusses that a little bit. Her specific journey through, you know, going from, if we can call it regular eating, that the majority does, to a vegetarian, to veganism, and then back and then back again. And she and I kind of have discussed it, you know, amongst ourselves a few times, because I kind of refrain from meat a lot of the times, but I won't give up dairy. And she was explaining to her, you know, to me about her specific journey with it and how it makes her feel. So I think it's, you know, there's no you know, judging from our part when we're talking about it. It's more of a personal choice and a health choice. And I certainly feel a difference in how and what I eat. And I feel a difference when I eat, you know, meat. So that's, to me, a very personal choice.
I used to eat a lot of meat, and I still eat meat. But now I'm very sensitive to the way meat tastes.
Yes.
And it has to be the right piece of meat, and it has to be cooked a certain way.
Does the texture impact you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Texture impacts me. And I do love meat that is marbled, but I don't like it as much as I used to like it. So I do trim now, but anyways, it's just interesting because I also have I eat a lot of tomatoes. I eat a lot of I have mozzarella. I have different cheeses that I eat, and of course avocados. I do like different types of lettuce. I was an iceberg guy. Now iceberg, bib, you name it. I used to call all the other lettuce nettles. But so the story was a very interesting story for me, and I don't know if I could ever go down the road to be a vegetarian or a vegan, but I know that my meat consumption is probably only 20% of what it used to be. I don't believe in the fake meat. I think the fake meat is more processed than the real meat. I'm not a big impossible meat person or stuff like that. The plant-based meats, if you look at the package, your eyebrow should go up if you see how some of these things are processed. It's really amazing. Well, anyways, let's go on to the next article, which is about oblong books, actually. And it's not really an article, but it's an ad. And what's interesting, food and drink reading for the foodies out there. I found this ad really interesting because they're not classic cookbooks or anything like that. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, actually, Susanna at Oblong has been doing this, working with some of our themes this year.
Yeah.
And it's actually not an ad. This is not paid for, but it was an idea that I had, I think, for the February issue when we had, we didn't have a theme, but I thought, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Maybe Susanna has some romance books that she liked to recommend. So I thought this was kind of a fun way for the readers out there and, tie it into our theme to get a couple of book recommendations that, are in that realm that obviously Oblong carries, but to give them a little glimpse of something, that they may not pick up otherwise.
Now, moving on to my venture towards salad.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my friends, if they're listening, are going to drop dead. Your story on Mexican corn pasta and kale salad. I never liked kale. Not even fried kale, no. But I look at this recipe for Mexican corn pasta and the kale salad where you can split them out over equal amounts or put as much kale in as you want, and it looks really good to me.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chelsea is a kind of a health expert, amongst other things, and a Pilates instructor. And she had this recipe, and I asked her if she minded, adjusting it a little bit for us and sharing it, because I thought it was perfect for the season as well as incredibly healthy and delicious looking.
All right. Now, before we go on to your next story, I just want to throw this in for people who are listening and don't know. La Gamen has an ice cream shop. People, go to it. I'm telling you, it's what a brilliant idea. And the little store next to it, which was going to be a bar from the previous owner, they've opened up an ice cream shop. And all I'll say is it's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Now we'll move on to keeping it local. Iron and Grass, the Hudson-based chop house. This is also a real interesting story with whoever takes pictures for you. The photograph on this, the initial photograph, is stunning.
Yeah, isn't it? Actually, they have ice cream, too, at next to their restaurant, which is right outside of Hudson, New York. It's called The Conery, and it's fantastic ice cream, too. So after you have dinner there, you can have some ice cream or just stop by and buy for that. But, yes, Mark Fredette and his wife started Iron and Grass about a year ago, and they opened up in that location. Mark had previously run Claremont Cafe very successfully. He's a graduate of the Culinary Institute and has been working all around for some years, and he's an incredible chef and very accomplished, and it's very exciting to know that their restaurant has been doing very well this past year and has a steady following and incredible food. That's all from the name Iron and Grass is basically from the grass to the cast iron skillet. That's the concept.
All right, and we're going to wrap this up, and it's not really an article, but I want to plug the Northeast Community Center. Their Chef and Farmer Brunch is coming up this Sunday from 11 to 2, and it's at Lime Rock Park, which is a great location to host everything. This is a pretty big event and a pretty big fundraiser for them.
I think their biggest fundraiser of the year, right?
Yeah. And what's great about Lime Rock Park is you don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about getting around. Right. It's pretty amazing. And tickets are available for this online at neccmillerton.org. If you go there, you can find the link, or else just go type in the web address neccmillerton.org/chef-farmer-brunch. But this is once again, I think, I don't know which number this is, but when this started out, it started out right in the village of Millerton at the Millerton Inn, and instantly became a must for people to go to.
It has, and they even, through COVID, when they couldn't have a live event, they had donations that helped filter through. But, you know, it's very exciting that they're back in there, that they're having it this year at Lime Rock.
All right, that's this month. Well, the food edition will continue next week, or we'll talk about some of the articles. Once again, you can find Main Street Mag on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and also free pickup of the magazine throughout the tri-state region. Thorne, stay cool this week, and I'll speak to you next week.
You too. Sounds good. Thank you.
Take care. That is Thorne Christendotter from Main Street Magazine here on Robinhood Radio. Once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web.